kivel először a társadalom.
That is no better closing words than from the master students of social policy.
They express what is kapcsán találkoztam, egy első éves társadalom tudományzatossal. Ferdi Zsuzsa műveivel legelőször alapképzéses kötelező irodalmakban találkoztam. Azóta pedig folyamatosan ugye a képzés során, mint szociális munkám, mint pedig most már szociálpolitikán. Leginkább arra emlékszem, hogy az ő szociálpolitika megfogalmazása fogott meg a leginkább, és tette a leginkább érthetővé számomra, hogy mi is az a szociálpolitika. Mert szerintem ő magyarázza meg a legérthetőbben az ő definíciója, mert ugye sok mindenki próbálta megfogalmazni ezt, hogy mi is az a szociálpolitika, de nekem legérthetőbb és a legkorrektebb a Ferdi Zsuzsa megfogalmazása.
Ferdi Zsuzsa neve egyenlővé vált a szociálpolitikával, a szociális munkával, a szociális tanulmányokkal. És mind a mai napig olvassuk az írásait, hallgatjuk az előadásait.
Ferdi Zsuzsa műveivel az alapképzésen találkoztam először, és ő volt az a társadalomtudós, akinek a művei abban segítettek, hogy ezt a mesterképzést válasszam. Tehát, hogy ő volt az, aki leginkább inspirált. Róla alakult ki bennem először az a kép, hogy hiteles. És hogy jól átlátja a szociálpolitikát, a magyar szociálpolitikát is. Az alapképzés elvégzése után egy non-profit szervezetnél dolgoztam, mint foglalkoztatási mentor, és azt kell tudni, hogy annak a szervezetnek volt egy szociológiai könyvtára, ahol megtalálható voltak Ferdi Zsuzsa tanulmányai is, és amikor volt egy kis szabadidőnk, akkor felmentünk a könyvtárba, és
I could come across with a lot of important concepts, basics that I could make use of in my work. There were a lot of homeworks we have had to read her works. So when I first read articles by Zsuzsa Ferge, it was not at the time when I studied at the university, but in a weekly economic magazine I read some of the articles. First, I wanted to be a sociologist, and I, under the influence of my readings, wanted to choose poverty as my topic. I had social sciences at university. I had some personal experiences of meeting her at a specialist college. And whenever we organized a meeting, a discussion, we had to make up our mind as to whom we should have invited, and we always decided to invite Zsuzsa Ferge, because her intellectual approaches made a great influence. Well, when I do research, I make reference to her books very often, and I read everything that I can from her when I get prepared for the state examination. I believe she's known and recognized by everyone in Hungary. Well, I was happy to have the chance to read her works. I was 20 years old at that time. It was an important part of my basic studies. It is always different what happens. That was the article that I found very impressive, and I like her very witty approach. I like to be a social worker, and I like to have an approach which is a system-based approach and takes this subject into consideration in its entirety. I believe that Zsuzsa's work was very important because she laid down the foundation for our generation. She set an example. And I attended a lot of discussions where Zsuzsa Ferge was there, and she contributed. And she's very knowledgeable. She made a very great impression on us. At the conferences I attended where she participated, I found her contribution very impressive and sympathetic. I found her very sympathetic whenever I met her, whenever I listened to her presentations. She was very relaxed and very active, highly active, very fresh in mind. Also, as a human being, she was very pleasant, very kind. We attended several conferences that she organized. We were very glad, and we could always have an insight into those important topics, and we were extremely glad that we could listen to her. And usually the room was full of students, and as Zsuzsa left the room, about 80% of the audience disappeared. And she always said, "I'm sorry, I cannot promise that I'm going to be very interesting in what I say." So that was my first impression. A few years ago, I celebrated my birthday in my hometown by attending a workshop where Zsuzsa was present. It was dark in the room, and it was not easy to hear what the others were saying. And Zsuzsa Ferge walked up to everyone and listened to everyone, and that was very, very nice. In fact, it was in a place where people had very low level of conditions. They were poor, and there were bad schools, and there were lots of arguments, pro and contra arguments, bad and good things were heard. And Zsuzsa went up to everyone and listened to everyone and smiled and answered. About her activity, I can say that for me it has always been a symbol of the search for justice and for truth and to get to know reality. And that was important to show it to the entire society.
We're not going to listen to it again. I think nothing more can be said, certainly not by me, than what our current students say. That's just one idea I would like to close this conference by. Happy birthday, Zsuzsa, and keep up the good job of delivering a splendid presentation.